All right. I have a keeping up with current events. It's like keeping up with a good site to kind of keep in touch with what's going on in Israel is called All Israel News. And I subscribe to it, and it comes onto my cell phone. Like all my emails come onto my cell phone for the most part. But this one, when it goes over to my computer, it's all scrambled up. I can't look at it. I don't know what that is. That's just an aside. But I can see it here on my phone. This is the daily briefing for the 15th. Quit that. Pardon me. Watch video. I'm near the Gaza border and just experienced a terrifying Hamas rocket attack firsthand. Israeli Ambassador Danny Dannon leads delegation of foreign ambassadors to see Hamas savagery up close. Read more. Click here to read the article, which I'm not going to do. I'll just tell you the headlines on here. Hamas bombs its own people as they flee northern Gaza. Expert video analysis reveals. Next one. Israel ordered the evacuation of Cedro Sunday. A rocket struck just as the evacuation began. One Israeli dead and three injured by Hezbollah in Shabula attack. IDF strikes targets in response. An effort to deter hostile actions against Israel by Iran and Hezbollah, U.S. dispatches two aircraft carriers to Mediterranean. Next article. Iran threatens Israel with consequences if Gaza war continues. No hostage negotiations as at the moment, National Security Advisor, a big Hebrew name, says. Next article, giving up occupied territories is not the solution. Next article, is America already waffling on their we've got your back statement? Listen. Interview with Rescuers Without Borders about their response to Hamas attack. And the last article, they come out every day. European Jews brace for anti-Semitic attacks. Okay, we are on page 5 of our notes still, and we're dealing with the overview of without all the detail, the seven seal judgments, because we're dealing with the events for you and I, the royal family, following the rapture. Judgment seat of Christ, we're in the third heaven. We looked at the opening scene, and then we have the opening of the seven seals. The opening of a seal equates to an event that will be allowed to transpire when that seal is open, and only when it's opened. Jesus Christ controls history. You got to keep that in front of you as you see this situation. Otherwise, it would be completely hopeless with regard to the incredible insanity that has this country in its grip, and so many things can be cited. What they're presenting in schools to kids with this gender thing, rioting, lawlessness, looting stores. It goes on and on and on. And then, of course, the war in Israel. It is my contention that they probably, with regard to Gaza, you're not gonna make peace with Hamas. They're of a religious belief that you kill, 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 and you never stop, and it is justified by their Islam faith that they are infidels and God is and Allah is glorified if you kill these people. You may have to live with peace for a while, but if you get the opportunity, then you attack. It's a religion of bloodshed and killing of everybody who does not agree with it. It's in their charter. It's there. And the Bible says, with regard to those who curse Israel, God will curse, and it will be according to their crimes. So they started this, 3,000 rockets, and they're still going at it. And quit feeling bad for the innocent civilians in Gaza. They're not innocent. They are cursed by association. And you read your Old Testament, you know that there were certain nations and peoples that were God actually did a righteous genocide of and wiped them off the face of the earth, the Amalekites. There's a verse in a psalm, nations are extinct by his hand. Look at some of those in South America, Mayan and Aztec. What happened to them for their bloody human sacrifice religion? And they were not backward people like, you know, I don't want to use the word Stone Age because that communicates the wrong idea. So, I think they're going to have to be cleaned out of there. Because as I was talking with a couple at break, when this rapture occurs, you got approximately 10 million Jews in Israel, in a small country. Everybody is affected by when 3,000 of them or whatever, 100, however many hundred of them are killed, everybody's affected. It's not like a big country like this where it's all scattered out. There's a big fire over here or whatever. It's close. It's in close. And everybody's affected by this. Disproportional response. You bet. You got to cut the head off that snake. It'll just keep coming back. Some are advocating that already. Of course, the international community would vibrate all over the place if they wipe that city and that place off the map. I mean, they drop leaflets saying, get out of town. Hamas wouldn't do that. They've got videos. They cruelly butchered people, non-combatants. They are monsters. They're terrorists. What else could I say? They don't know what the word peace means. It's jihad. Jews are number one on their list, and anyone else, and Christians anywhere they could attack. This is the religion of Muhammad. Yes, it has more mild forms, but it is that is what it is when it all comes out in the open. So of course we know that in spite of all the shortcomings of the Jews, and they are significant, that land has been promised to the spiritual descendants of Abraham. And the Jews that aren't, they'll eventually be cleaned out. But in the meantime, God uses them because they produce another generation so that we can get to this point when all these Jews will be coming out of the United States where there's, what? 63% of the Jews in the world reside in America? I just quote other statistics. I don't know. But it is, we've got the largest population, to say the least, by far. 10 million in Israel. We've got, you know, maybe six times that here. And if only a third of them decide to exit and become believers after the rapture, and I have proof that they will be believers, they'll be coming to the land shouting, "Great is the Lord that judges America." They will believe, they will understand it, and go. So, and also, while I'm thinking of it, I think this, by eliminating the Hamas-Gaza-Palestinian deal, because it's so close to Israel, Syria's up there, and of course there's Lebanon with the Hezbollah, both groups supported financially by Iran, that's calling for the extermination of Israel, a country that also hates us, by the way, that we gave $6 billion to. You gotta know that. That's just another illustration. That this will also clear the way for something we've been waiting for, and that's the Trib Temple going up. It's hard to conceive it going up with the mosque up there and all this stuff. You say, well, that's not the location. The Jews don't know that, apparently. They don't recognize that. They're still clinging to this this stupid idea that the temple was built where the Wailing Wall is. People get so stupid, don't they? This was the Roman fort in which Jesus was taken and appeared before Pilate. That no self-respecting Jew would go into, except when they had Christ in there. And they wanted him to do what they wanted. So that's the remains of the old Roman fortress. Regarding the temple of not Solomon, but Herod's temple. He was an Edomite, by the way. He wasn't a Jew. Herod's temple was destroyed, and Jesus said there wouldn't be one stone on top of another. That include the outer wall and all the other interior parts of it. Some guy named Martin from some town in Oklahoma wrote the book, Temples That Jerusalem Forgot. History is funny, isn't it? The things they got wrong, the things that aren't right. It's going to be a great revelation when everything comes out in the open. Oh, that guy was a hero and he shouldn't have been. That guy was a villain and he shouldn't have been. Because who writes the books? And of course, none of these people, they don't really understand the prophetic scheme of things, or they don't appear to. I'm sure there are exceptions. Christian politicians from America go over there. Oh, he's a Christian. Big deal. He's a dummy as a Christian. I'm all for Israel. Well, then you're going to be, but you don't know any. You're just like anyone else. You should have learned Bible doctrine. And you'd understand that we're at the dead end game. And you probably would resign from being a politician in the United States. It's a dead end. And all those are getting, oh, we should get Trump in there. Oh, yeah, right on. It's too late. It's too late. And I don't trust everything he's done either. He promoted the vaccine like a maniac when he got in there. Hired that Fauci guy. Well, you didn't investigate that very close, did you? I'm going to save 150 million Americans. Whatever stupid crap. Narcissistic. Save anybody. So I haven't seen any of them that have it right. And the churches aren't doing what they're supposed to be doing. The Christians at large. They may say it looks like the rapture and it's close because things, how can you miss it? But they're not giving you all this detail. They wouldn't touch the doctrine of the United States and prophecy for anything. They won't break this down. They'll just let those chapters and those sections either ignore them or say it means something else. Their patriotism blinded them. I just think America can recover. It's already said that it won't. So forget it. It's a lost cause. So you don't have to concern yourself. If you're going to pray for government authorities, just pray that they'll do enough to keep us so we can get in Bible class. Something real selfish. So we can continue to have church and live our lives out here without the chaos that's in Philadelphia and Seattle and San Francisco, L.A. and elsewhere, Chicago, D.C., of course, New York City, rioting, carrying on in the streets, the supporters of the Palestinian out there in force. I did see a couple good that was positive. Here, one, high school football game. Maybe I told you, if I didn't, that's blame it on old age. High school football game. I don't know where it was. Doesn't matter. Two teams are going to play. The one team had two girls on its team. The other team forfeited the game. Forfeited the game. Good for them. A school in Pennsylvania where they're trying to let these trans morons walk into women's shower rooms and restrooms. The administration. Students objected. They didn't do anything. Guess what the student body did? Walked out. They walked out. Goodbye. Two can play at this game. You push and push and push. There's going to be a backlash with regard to this nonsense. I think there's going to be some Americans after the rapture that are besides Jews, that are going to click. And they're going to get it together. And they're going to do the right thing. Not the dummies that stay behind and say, oh, we can save America, and ignore the announcement out of heaven to every human being, get out or die in the Holocaust. No ifs, ands, buts, or exceptions. That's the directive will of God for you as an individual. We're out of here. We get out the easy way. That's the directive will of God for you to relocate and line yourself up with a geographical will. No, the next 7 years are going to be hell on earth. But a believer can still get their crown or the equivalent. They can still glorify God. And if they die, before they know it, they're in a resurrection body in the millennium. So it's just a matter of being hardcore in the face of this. That's why, hopefully, you're still here. If you're just a hanger on, given time, you'll be a casualty. This is not a game for, when a whole bunch of people and, oh, yeah. It's a war. It's a spiritual warfare, and it's at a very high height right now. Okay. The opening of the seven seals, by way of review, I don't have to do this, but I'm doing it. We noted the very first seal, and the rider on the white horse with a crown. That means he's elevated to a position. He's the leader, the last president, or whatever we'll call him. The last president. We don't know who that's going to be. He's the last one. I don't care whether he's a conservative or a liberal. But whatever he is, we make a final effort to conquer through diplomacy. Twisting arms. Doing what all they do out there. Sending a delegation out. Because the threat by Russia of nuclear war, which is in the news, by the way. I got also on my phone, somebody sent me over a speech Putin made. Yeah. And then also article on what they are currently working on and on the cusp of creating these intercontinental weapons that are off the charts. And what have we been doing? Hoping that the 1970s Minutemen will get us through. They won't. Technology makes other technologies obsolete. So we're in this trap. But we're not smart. We should have kept the hell out of Ukraine. But we get somebody like Pence. Oh, I'm all for Ukraine. And of course you are. Posing as a conservative GOP evangelical. Disgusting. But these people out here running around, they're gonna hope in a savior. The wrong one. That'll rise up and clean all this stuff up. Don't hold your breath. This is exactly as we reviewed it this last week, exactly as we reviewed it in Revelation 18. I get comfort from these verses. Everything, in one way or another, I'm comforted. Because that's what the Scripture says, and there it is, and boom. There's where my comfort comes from. Not from any hope of peace, 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 or things are going to get better, and all the rest of it. That's what they did in the day of Jeremiah. The false prophets preached peace. Things are going to be all right. And the lone prophet out here, Jeremiah, the Babylonians are coming. No ifs, ands, and buts about it. I've even been told not even to pray for you people. It's past that. You had your chance. The Babylonians are coming. It was a very tough ministry for him. Imagine, you're out in the street with these people, head to head with them, face to face. And God told him, you're going to have a forehead of steel as you face these dummies down. But I'm going to be with you. And was he ever? He never got martyred. A bunch of the Jews ran off to Egypt thinking they'd get out of it. When the dust settled and the Babylonians had come in and taken everybody in captivity, Jeremiah was set off to Egypt to torment them some more. Because this is what negative volition gets and deserves. They earn. They made their situation. They get it. So I think the first horse, the rider on the white horse, is the final hurrah of American diplomacy. Do you notice those verses we covered in the Old Testament? Where in light of the impending nuclear annihilation, it says, use your sorceries. Use everything. Maybe this time, it's sarcasm. Maybe this time, maybe it'll work again for you. So putting those things together, that's how I see it. The second seal is war. And this isn't war in general. Hell, wars and rumors of wars have been going on. I read of rumors of wars all the time. China and Taiwan, blah, 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 blah. North Korea, blah, blah, blah. And then nothing comes of it. But there are wars and there are rumors of wars. This is ongoing, from minor ones up the ladder. But the big one, the monster, monster of all monsters, because it affects all. And he broke the second seal. I heard the second living creature saying, come. And another, a red horse. Now, I was thinking in my office, you know, that's what you're supposed to do properly. I was thinking, what are we going to see in heaven? Just breaking a seal? Or there's going to be some on a big screen. I don't know. I'm not trying to be cheesy. With a red horse, or it doesn't have to be on a screen, a big red horse goes by. That's the launch. That's the launching of the ICBMs that hit the United States in 1 hour of one day. That's the second war. It isn't just general warfare. There's warfare all the way to the second advent, when war will be ended. And another, a red horse went out, and to him who sat on it was granted to take peace from the earth. World War III. Different people around the world live in a certain amount of peace. We live in peace. Outside of being involved in a proxy war with Russia, the American citizens, there isn't a national draft. There isn't some big, Pearl Harbor event leading to. I'll take peace from the earth. So there's no peace movement. Whatever peace is there, it's taken. All the nations are dumped into this. And that men would say to one another, and a great sword was given to him. Well, that would qualify for the Russian attack. We established it's a power out of the north, the highest horizons. So, looking around, the only one I can find is Russia. North Korea, nah, it ain't going to work. They might be able to send a few missiles out, but their military is so far behind anything Russia has. And China's in the wrong location. The third seal, now seals 1, 2, 3, and 4 are all cause and effect, cause and effect, cause and effect. Where it's not true of seals 5, 6, and 7. They're independent. That's just to help you on your roadmap with the book of Revelation. Why would the first four be horses and the others not horses? Because it's not cause and effect. It's a simple proposition, I believe. And when he had broken the third seal, I heard the third flying creature saying, notice there's four of those creatures and four seals. This is odd. Come, I looked, and behold, a black horse. And he who had on it had a pair of scales in his hands. And I heard something like a voice in the center of the four living creatures saying, a quart of wheat for a denarius, and three quarts of barley for a denarius, and do not damage the oil and the wine. Whoa. Really? Unravel that one. As a result of pulling the plug on the United States economically and other way, there is going to be strict rationing in countries like in Europe, Western advanced countries. They especially are going to be hit hard by this. And the deal, do not damage the oil and the wine. That isn't gas, that isn't petrol. That's olive oil. And wine is wine. And what does that mean? I don't know. Does that mean vineyards are going to be protected? Does that mean these places where people have stored lots of wine underground and cellars and so is all protected? I don't know. There is a command. Do not touch these plants or the product from these plants. I don't have a problem. It has to do with something like that. And when the Lamb broke the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature saying, each of the living creatures gets to make an announcement. I looked and behold, an ashen horse. He said, come. I looked and behold, an ashen horse. And he who sat on it had the name Death and Hell, or Hades, was following with him. Authority was given to them, over a fourth of the earth, to kill with a sword and with famine and with pestilence and by the wild beasts of the earth. This is mass liquidation of a lot of people. A whole lot more people are going to die under this seal than up to this point. Well, one, you've got all this mess in the atmosphere from the attack on America. And it just doesn't stay up over America. The winds carry it. It's radioactive. It's poison. So that, and then the economies collapsing, scarcity of food, pestilence, whatever its forms. And the animal kingdom's going to go berserk. And the wild animals are going to take advantage of the situation with the breakdown of civilization. And they are going to attack people right and left. In Israel, whenever Israel was in reversionism going out, one of the cycles of discipline said that you're not going to be protected from the predatory animals out there in your country. They're going to drag your little kids off. God makes the righteous at peace with the beasts of the earth. I believe that. He protects them from the beasts of the earth, whether they're in the form of an insect or a big, great, big animal. He protects from that. So those are the first five seals, first four seals, excuse me. And then the fifth is unrelated to this, because we won't understand how this all plays out until we're a part of it. It's not, for instance, the rapture occurs, the Antichrist appears. Well, how long is it before he starts killing people? Under his genocide program, that if you don't take the mark under these 10 kingdoms that I'm ruling over, then you are going to be killed. And it turns out that there are the martyrs of the tribulation, but specifically martyrs under the rule of Antichrist, where they have this technology to, I was watching this program online on AIs, reading thoughts, anticipating people's thoughts. Whoa. I don't want to read anybody's thoughts. Thank you very much. I would have probably been so discouraged by now, I wouldn't even be here. And I don't want you knowing my thoughts. People be stumbling all over the place. No, there's just things we better, we don't need to know. But they will be able to read their thoughts. You're a believer. You can't. We won't give you the mark. And so, they will know this, and they'll have this. That's another big thing that I'd ever realized back in the day, I don't think, that there had to be this technology. There was a movie about it, too, reading people's thoughts to know if they were, you know, on the verge of going to commit a bad crime so they could stop it or whatever. But they were talking on this AI thing, the things that could go wrong. In certain hands, using this. Yeah. Yeah. I don't much want to, you know, go through a checkout counter and have a machine in front of me that's a humanoid. I really do not. I don't care how good it is, how well trained it is. They showed one plane. What was it? He beat a world-class ping pong player. I think that was it. Doesn't matter. Really? So we have to pick this up next time. I'll see you Tuesday, God willing. I would like really to see you up there, but we'll see. Thank you, Father, for the opportunity. May God, the Holy Spirit, enlighten us in Christ's name. Amen.